Wag, ek gaan weer 'n slukkie moet vat. Hier's nou iets in my keel. Môre almal. So good morning to everybody. My name is Charles. So if it's your first time here, I'm part of the eldership team in Swellendam, and it's a privilege for me this morning to, unfortunately my wife and little ones aren't here. I'm here still not well. It's been 2 weeks now, so we are praying for her and trusting that she'll get well soon. So please pray with us, because she was supposed to go into an operation, and I think it was 2 weeks ago. But she picked up a fever and she couldn't go in, so they postponed it to Tuesday, and she still hasn't dropped the fever. So we, trusting God that she'll get well. Please pray for us so that we can do the operation and move forward from that. So I want to pray for us before I start. Yes, thank you, Lord. Dankie, Here. Dankie, Here, that U is. Dankie, Here, that U is ten spyte van ons klein geloof partykeer, Here. In spite of us, Lord, you are faithful, Lord. That you are here, that you choose us. Yeah, you chose, God, to give us a will to be in a relationship with you, Father. And in that will, sometimes that we're so stubborn, Lord, and we're so absent-minded sometimes, and we get so quickly we get distracted, Lord. And I pray that you, just in this couple of minutes we're going to sit in your word, Father, I pray that we will just be open for your word, just open for the Spirit to talk to us and really humble ourselves, Lord. Dat ons nederig sal luister na u woord, Here. Dat die Gees sal getuig tot ons gees, Here. Dat ons u kinders is, en dat u ons, as u kinders, wil u ons lei, Here. Ek bid dit in Jesus se naam. Amen. Amen. Yes. Bietjie harder. Dalk moet ek hierdie mic bietjie nader vashou. Sy beter, kan almal my mooi hoor. OK. Kan jy my hoor? Kry jy nou 'n kyk? Lekker. OK. So this morning I want to talk to us about, so if you want to put a heading to it, it's Do God dwell in our communities? OK. Okay, moet nou nie so complicated raak, he. Op my skree so vroeg in die oggend, he. Is ons leefgroepe 'n woonplek vir God? Okay. So a while ago I spoke to the community leaders about this, but I feel to speak to us as a family, and I feel it's in the Lord. So does God dwell in our communities? Okay. It is an amazing thought to know that God wants to dwell with us, isn't it? Sometimes we read these things in a word. I'm going to preach out of a passage, and in a passage we read this, but I think sometimes we really don't realize just how profound it is, hoe ongelooflik it is om te weet dat die Skepper van die heelal wil met ons wees. Hey? Hoe amazing is dit om dit te weet? So, I want to read out a passage for us. And then we're going to work through that. I'm going to do the Afrikaans or the English in the ESV, and I want to read it in Afrikaans as well, because it's something that, obviously, I want to work through this morning. So I think it's good for us to listen to both Afrikaans and English. So Ephesians 2 verse 19 and up until verse 22 says, "So then you are no longer strangers." Paul speaks to the church in Ephesus, and he says, So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, talking about Jews and Gentiles. You are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, but on the foundation, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place. Listen, being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. Die Afrikaans in die 2020 vertaling sê: so is julle dan nie meer vreemdelinge en bywoners nie, maar julle is medeburgers van die heiliges en lede van die huisgesin van God, gebou op die fundament van die apostels en die profete, met Christus Jesus selfs as die hoeksteen. In hom verrys die hele gebou, goed saamgevoeg, tot 'n heilige tempel in die Here. In hom word julle ook saam opgebou tot 'n woonplek van God deur die Gees. Okay. So I want us to, this is for the church and for your life, but I want you to think of communities as well. So if you're visiting here this morning, we have communities of dit is leefgroepe, it's not cell groups, it's not a bit here, we call it leefgroep or a community for a reason. It is something that it's people we live our lives with. It's people who we share our lives with. It is a Monday to a Sunday to, I don't know where to start, Sunday to Sunday thing. It's not just a Sunday thing. It is a daily thing. Okay. So when I ask you the question, does God dwell in your community? Most of us will most probably gaan altyd na 'n Woensdag toe. Doen ons nie? So as ons dink, sê die woord community, dan dink ons, okay, wat, jissie, woensdaande, is die Here by ons woensdaande? Is dit net ek? Hey? So as ek die vraag vir jou gevra het, is dit die eerste ding wat jy dink het? That's our default, especially as a Afrikaner culture. Our default is structure. We're going to get to that later. But our default is to think, okay, what happens on a Wednesday night? Because jy het nou net 'n ander naam gegee vir 'n selgroepie. Of a bit ear, of a, and I want you to, when I read out of this passage this morning, I want you to discern in your heart, through the community, daily living, does God dwell with us? Okay. Because obviously he wants to. We read it there. So I want to make a case quickly for communities before we go into that passage again. I want to say that community is not something you go to. Okay. Leefgroep is nie iets waartoe jy gaan nie. Ons het leefgroep Woensdag aand, so ek gaan leefgroep toe. Ek weet wat ons probeer sê, and I know that's what we're trying to say, but I want us to break that sort of language in our own thought patterns. Because Jesus, just quickly, we can so quickly say these things. Just think for a second that the creator of the universe decided to live in a way on earth. And I want to show us quickly. Luke 5:16. So Lukas 5:16. Maar Jesus het hom gereeld in 'n verlate plek afgesonder om te bid. But he would withdraw to a desolate or to desolate places and pray. Which means he sometimes decided to withdraw. Meaning that he was in something that he had to withdraw from to be alone. That God, in his living his life, wasn't alone. He had to withdraw to be alone. So what we do as Christene, ons sê, okay, wag, hier is my lewe, so nou en dan gaan ek leefgroep toe. So nou en dan gaan ek kerk toe. En dit is vir my so mooi, in Mark 1:35-37, it says, it's a beautiful passage. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed, meaning he went away from something. What did he go away from? Community. He said, and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And it's so beautiful to see this. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. It's like, the picture that gaan julle kop, ek weet nie die van julle wat Chosen kyk hier sien. As hulle weer sien, is Jesus weg. Maar hulle kom agter, hy is daar nie. En dadelijk is hulle soos, okay, where's Jesus? We need to go search for him. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. And they found him and said, everyone's looking for you. It's like, waar is jy? Nou alweer. The point what I want to make is that Jesus, God incarnated into human being, Jesus wat op aarde gekom het, het besluit om so te leef. And it is radical to think that way. It is so countercultural, especially in South Africa. Especially in South Africa. Some other countries are better with this. I know like in India and Eastern countries, you don't have a choice. You're living with your family, you're living in people. We build fences, we build our own houses, our Western culture is so isolated. Jesus didn't live that way. So die punt wat ek probeer maak vir oggend is, besef ons dat community is soveel meer as net 'n woensdag aanding. En dis as jy 'n woensdag aanding doen. Soos, is community en om deel te wees van 'n kerk vir jou tweemaal 'n maand op 'n Sondag? Hey? See, just think of that scripture, and we're going to read that now. Just think of that scripture. I don't know how I'm going to get through everything this morning, but Jesus says that God says the reason why he's doing this, the reason why he's doing community, the reason why he wants us to build church is why. Not just because, yes, we need to be a city on a hill. We need to be that light in the world. But why is he doing this? Because he doesn't want to be alone. Meaning, he wants to be with us. He says, I'm doing this. I'm building a temple so that I may dwell with you. Right? Have you ever thought of that? It's not like that's the reason why we're here. It's not something we go to. We don't go to church. Yes, I understand what we're saying, but in a way we need to understand, I think, that yes, we are the church. Okay. So I want to read that, and we want to work through that quickly, that passage. So if we want to be a community that is a dwelling place for God, there's a few things that he says that we need to look at. Okay, as Paul writes this. So in his stick, see, so obviously, I don't want to work like expositories, soos op die punt deur dit werk, maar daar's 'n paar goed wat ek wil uitlig vir ons. En die eerste ding wat ek wil uitlig, so hier's nie 7 punte vir sukses na die Here se dwelling place nie, maar daar's 'n paar sekere goed wat hierdie stuk vir ons sê, hey, as jy hierdie goeders doen, I will dwell with you. So, do you want to be a dwelling place for God? Amen? Okay. So the first thing is, if we read through that, it says, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God, build on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. So the first thing I want to look to, I'm going to jump between all the scriptures, but the first thing I want to look is at Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Christ Jesus being himself the cornerstone. Okay, in the Afrikaans, met Christus Jesus self as hoeksteen. So, God will dwell in a place where Jesus is the cornerstone. Okay, nou dit klink awesome, dit klink so mooi, wat beteken dit? Hoe apply jy hierdie waarheid in jou lewe? Dat Jesus is die cornerstone. So I want to make it easy for us. God comes to what looks like him. Meaning, God started to build with a certain brick. In his house, that first layered brick, that cornerstone, is Jesus. If we build something on top of that stone or brick that looks different, it is not a house of God. So if we build differently than Jesus, we're not building well. Okay. God won't dwell with us if we build in a different way. Meaning, if your life doesn't look like the life of Jesus, he's not going to dwell with you. Punt. So nou kan jy hierso sit en vir my sê, okay, maar Charles, ek is nie perfect nie. Yes, ek ook nie. Maar ons allemaal probeer. Nie om in die hemel in te kom nie. Ons het nie dit nodig nie. I'm not talking about salvation here. I'm talking about justification and his presence. If we want to be a people that God dwells with, we need to look like Jesus. We need to build on top of that stone, not in a different way. Because if you don't look like him, you're not building in that same way that he is. See, what I'm saying is that we need to deal with sin in our lives. If you're not carrying the fruit of the Spirit, you're not walking by the Spirit. Dis so maklik soos dit. En as ons nie bou op daai hoeksteen van wie Christus is nie, is ons besig om iets anders te bou. En dis waar ons sien so baie kerke begin op ander maniere bou as wat en ons gaan nou aan dit raak is ons sit ander stene in wat Jesus gesê het ons moenie insit nie. Soos finansiële komitees en ons noem ouens name wat die Here nie doen nie. Daar's elders en deacons, dis wat die woord sê. Niks anderster nie. Apostel wat ek al dit en ons sê hierdie name vir ons. Dis net een ding wat ek van praat hierso. So wanneer ons begin goeders doen en anderster bou as wat Jesus gesê het ons moet bou, is die Here soos nee wag. Dis nie wat ek gesê het nie. Maak dit sin wat ek nou sê volgende. En met jou eie lewe. If you look at your own life, look at your own life. Are you building on top of that stone or are you trying to fit into the building? So this is what my life looks like, sort of. Will it fit? Will it fit into this building? The way I live now? No. For you to fit into that building, you need to be like Jesus, the cornerstone. That's what it says there. So, practically into communities. I want to apply this into your community. As a group in your community that you are a part of, are we dealing with these sort of things? Are we seeing, hey, the way I see, and that's what accountability is, the way I see you living your life, I see that that part of your life is not reflecting Jesus well. But here's a better way, and then the word says in Matthew 18 that we need to approach each other and talk about this. Hey, Buta, ek sien hierdie in jou lewe. Is jy okay? Op 'n baie mooi liefdevolle manier praat ons, maar a way better way to do this is in this community that we live our lives. Be open and ask people, am I reflecting Jesus as the cornerstone and the foundation in my life? So are we doing that in communities or not? Are we really asking people, am I reflecting Jesus well or not? Wys ek Jesus in my lewe of nie? En sê vir my as ek dit doen nie. Want, as jy nie vir my gaan sê nie en ek het vir jou gevra, gaan jy voor die Here staan vir daai ding van my? Ek gaan ook vir hom staan, want, maar ek het, partykeer het ons blind spots in ons lewe, dat ek nie weet ek doen hierdie ding nie. Ek het so groot geword, want, my pa het so met my vrou gepraat, dit is een voorbeeld net. My pa het so met my vrou gepraat, nou praat ek ook maar so met my vrou. Ek weet het nie. Dit is maar net hoe ek is. So ek probeer myself inpas, en, maar jy sien het raak, maar jy praat nie met my nie. Jy gaan voor die Here staan offer. So if we want God to dwell with us, we need to sort these things out. Especially if God has spoken to you, and now you're rebelling against the Spirit. And the conviction of the Spirit. And you're not sorting these things out. So God comes to those, or to what looks like him. And that's what that scripture says. So, and I want to say, yet again on communities, we can't just do this on a Wednesday night and on a Sunday morning, want ons almal het 'n mooi aangetrek vir vanoggend. En ons sit ons Sondag gesiggies op, en ons sit ons Woensdag aand gesiggies op. En almal smal, want julle weet presies waarvan ek praat. Jy het nou net die hond geskop by die huis, en op jou vrou geskree, jy klim in die kar, sê, nou sort jy jouself uit, ons gaan nou kerk toe. Ons almal doen het. Almal. And that's why God says, dwell in communities. He withdrew himself from that to be. Moenie jouself in jou eie lewe een kant hou en dan by die kerk aankom en jy sê, "Mara, hallo almal." Terwyl jy lag want ons almal doen dit. Ons almal doen dit. Ek het 'n moeilike paar weke agter my rug. I had a few difficult weeks. I had a difficult year. This would be the third operation for Amia in 1 year. This morning I said to Renske, I said, it's going to be difficult to preach this morning. I struggled. Not just because I feel emotionally drained. I'm honest here this morning. I'm not putting up a face. I'm not here to put up faces. We're here to be a family. We're honest. Ons is deursigtig. Ons deel ons lewens met mekaar. Want hierdie is nie iets wat ek na toe kom nie. This is who I am. This is who I am. It's family. I want to ask you this morning. Are you part of the family? In whom the whole structure, in hom verrys die hele gebou. Sien, when we start talking about structure, some of us, we love it, and some of us hate it, structure, especially in a building like this, meaning church. Church needs structure, okay? Die gebou van die Here het 'n struktuur nodig. So as Afrikaners, we love that most of us, we love it. Because what we do is there's a structure that supports this thing, this building that holds it together. So there's deacons and there's elders and there's community leaders. And there's in my community, there's a structure. There's a community leader and his wife, and that's part of the structure. So according to our culture and the way we live, the structure services the building. And it holds it together. Doesn't it? We love it. Because it's his responsibility to hold the thing together. It's my responsibility to hold this together, yes and no. In him, who the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In hom verrys die hele gebou. En luister hier so mooi in die Afrikaans sê, goed saamgevoeg. Sê die 2020. In hom verrys die hele gebou, goed saamgevoeg tot 'n heilige tempel van die Here. For the structure to work, we all need to be goed saamgevoeg. Everyone. Not just your community leader. Not just the deacons and the elders. Yes, that's the structure. But I want to say, you are part of the structure. It is not the community leader's job to be goed saamgevoegd. It is everybody's job. Join together. Join together. The psalm says, where there's unity, God commands a blessing. And how good is it, and how pleasant it is, when people dwell together as one. Unity. So I want to say that structure, together we hear God's voice. Together we hear God's voice. I'm going to say that again. together we hear God's voice. It's not the structure's job to hear God's voice. Dit is nie net die community leier. Het jy al gedink hoe sal ons communities wees? En hoe sal ons kerk wees? As elke community lid teen Dinsdag al vir die community leier gesê, dis wat ek voel vir die Here. Dis wat ek voel in die Here. As wat die community leier elke teen Dinsdag middag na werk sê soos of Woensdag, as hy soos, "Oh, wat gaan ons doen vanaand?" Here, ek voel niks. Ek wag maar vir so kyk wat sê die Here as ons daar kom. Want is sy verantwoordelikheid, so ek hoef nie te worry daar, hoorie. Is sy verantwoordelikheid om te hoor wat met ons Woensdag aan doen. God wants to dwell with us. Hy wil sy woonplek maak. So is jou oor gevestig om deel te wees van hierdie ding. And if the Lord is speaking to us as a congregation, here I want the thing of unity. That scripture says in Philippians 2 verse 1 and 2 says, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord of one mind. Okay, how on earth are we going to be of the same spirit, one of mind, one of spirit, one accord, as jy kerk toe kom net one slip on? So die Here wil bou en hy wil dwel onder ons. Wat as jy net eenmaal 'n maand kerk toe gaan? Hoe het jy 'n idee wat die Here besig is om te praat? As jy net see, he wants to dwell with us. Meaning, en dit gaan ek gou vir julle net hier ingooi, want ek probeer my tyd. Build on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets. That's what Rian spoke again. Build on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. So God uses the apostles and the prophets. Okay, the of old, meaning the original apostles and the prophets of the church in the beginning, but also the now. So we don't build differently in that Paul and those guys build on. We don't, because they were master builders, but we build on top of that. So when somebody like Skulk and some of the guys and the gifts come in that was sent by the apostles, being part of the apostolic teams, en dit wat Andrew, Jonathan Stanfield en hierdie ouens voel, wat die Here gestuur het en vandag, wat bou op die apostels van die woord. If we get these voices in, we build on top of it. If you don't give yourself to that, are you being a part of the building or not? Maak het sin? So my question is, when they do come in, it's great for you to be here, but don't just be here, are you making it your own? So hoe ons dan nou bou in community, vra soos op 'n Woensdag aand, hoor ons wat sê die Here deur dit wat ons gehoor het. Ook. So wanneer ons saamkom, mediteer jy soos dit wat Skalk laasweek gesê het. Hoeveel van julle het hierdie toegepas hierdie week dit wat hy gesê het in julle lewens? Yes, hier is van ons. Or you just waiting for the next preach? Or are you applying it into your life? So wanneer jy wil hê die Here, want die Here stuur hierdie gifts vir ons. So wil jy, are you meditating on what God's saying? That's how you being a part of a living body that God uses in Swellendo. Maak dit sin wat ek sê vanoggend? Is julle okay met my? I want to say just something on unity again. Just something on unity. I honestly believe that you can't be a Christian and be afraid to confront. Is van ons wat soos ja, ja, en ons is van ons nee. Is dit erg so? So die wat so kop geskud het soos ja, that's your strong personalities. See, sometimes you have to put yourself aside, even if you're a strong personality, because then you must do it in a godly manner when you confront people and we confront, because sometimes the path to unity is bloody. It's a war sometimes to find unity. God wants peace makers, not peace keepers. Blessed are the peacemakers, not keepers. Peacekeepers are all the sagaar, the net vrede, ek's okay, jy het nog my getrap, maar ek is okay. Jou vens groei in die hart. Jy wil nie meer saam met hom koffie drinkie, want hy het my seer gemaak. Ek is nou nie regtig lus vir daai persoon nie. And sometimes the war to unity is bloody, meaning that God had to turn over tables sometimes to find rebuilding on top of Jesus. So nou, hoe ons hierdie goeders doen, hoe ons confront, hoe ons is dit op a godly manner, but it's for His glory and unity. Okay, I'm running out of time. The last point, and the most important one, is the last verse says, in Him you are also being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. In Hom word julle ook saam opgebou tot 'n woonplek van God deur die Gees. By the Spirit. We need to be men and women of the Spirit. And I want to say firstly, dit vat tyd. Want God's buite tyd. Ons kan nou hier so sit, ons is nou al 14 jaar aan die gang. Ons kan hier so sit en dink, moes ons nie al daar gewees het nie. Moes ek nie al hierdie begryp het nie. Moes ek nie al, if we live by the Spirit, God will guide you on His timing and how we build. Okay. Don't feel like we're missing it. Don't. God is busy building weekly, daily into your life. Okay, we need to be. So I want to say that God builds on the cornerstone of Jesus by the Spirit, meaning that He builds. Your responsibility is just to listen and be led by the Spirit. Okay. Nie voel dat, you know, ons mis het nou, ons moet, ja, die Here bou. En die Here sal ons lei om te bou. So vind daai vrede in daai plek. So I want to say that you have to have, we have to have, and I remember when, wie van julle was hier so gewees toe Andries Louis met die vorige Connect hierdie jaar, Apostolic Voice wat ingekom het, of een van die translocal gifts wat ingekom het, en hy het gepraat van, that alone time, that you have to spend alone time with God. That's why Jesus withdrew from the community. Yet again, the point is, He was there, He withdrew and went back. Okay, you have to have by yourself. En ek wil die Jesus groot punt, jy kan in hierdie kerk sit, deel wees van hierdie beweging, en die hel toe gaan. As jy nie self by die Here sit, en Hy jou ken, en jy Hom ken nie, gaan jy voor Hom staan eendag. Ek was Here, maar was ek nie deel van Josh Jenny? Ons het tog demone uitgedryf, ons het geprofeteer, ons het al hierdie goeders gedoen. Sê vir my, gaan weg vir my, of ek ken jou nie. Moenie dink wat jy in hierdie kerk sit, dat jy te verhouding met die Here as jy nie self by die Here intrek. You need to have that alone time with God, so that we can build this church by the Spirit. By the Spirit. Nie om 'n goeie struktuur in plek te sit, nie om al hierdie goed, die Here doen dit deur die Gees, ja, as ons almal intrek. That's why when you spend time with God, you cannot not go back and share. Have you picked it up? When you really know that in my quiet time now, this was the Lord that spoke to me. I can't wait to share that with somebody. Have you felt that same thing? That's just how it works. That's the Spirit prompts you with boldness, and you want to go share. Yo, this is what the Lord said. And it's precies daai ding. That's how we build, and that's when God starts dwelling with us. So we back to community, and I'm landing. Back to community. We can so easily wait for that Wednesday night or that coffee date or whatever and not prepare for that and leave it to the community leader. I want to end with a scripture in Revelation, I think 3:20. I think I've put it in NIV, yes. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. See, we see that Jesus is talking to a church that meets in the name of Jesus. Okay. And he says, I'm standing outside of the door and I'm knocking. But it's beautiful, this passage says, if anyone hears my voice, he doesn't say they need to hear my voice. He says, if anyone hears my voice. So I want to say, if you've got community and you're struggling, it's like, yes, I said, no, actually, I'm in our community, it's full, like any, go for your say. Don't you want to be that if anyone? Don't you want to be that person that hears God's voice? And he says, if anyone hears my voice, I will come and eat with them. Won't you be the one that opened the door? Stop judging and be the one that opens the door. Amen? You be the man and woman of the Spirit. Okay. I want to land with that. Make sure that you spend time with God. Make sure that you believe. Make sure that your life be a temple and a dwelling place for God, so that God can dwell with us. So kom maak ons oor toe. Kom ons maak ons oor toe. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Kan ek vra dat ons almal staan? Ons almal staan.